Being a landlord comes with its fair share of responsibilities, one of which is ensuring that tenants fulfill their financial obligations, particularly paying rent on time. In Uganda, landlords have legal recourse under the Landlord and Tenant Act when tenants fail to meet their rent obligations. Understanding the steps involved in this process is crucial for landlords and tenants seeking a resolution to unpaid rent. In this situation, we will outline the necessary actions that a landlord can take when faced with a tenant who fails to pay rent, providing a short guide to navigating the legal system and recovering what is owed. Serve a notice to pay rent. The landlord must serve the tenant with a notice to pay rent. The notice should be in writing and state the amount of rent owed and the due date for payment. The notice period will depend on the nature of the tenancy agreement, but it should be at least 7 days if the tenant is on a periodic tenancy. File a suit in court. If the tenant fails to pay rent after the notice period, the landlord can file a suit in court. The court will issue a summons to the tenant to appear in court and respond to the claim. Attend the court hearing. Both the landlord and the tenant will be required to attend the court hearing. The landlord will have to present evidence to prove that the tenant owes rent. Obtain a court order. If the court finds in favor of the landlord, it will issue a court order for the payment of rent owed. The tenant will be required to pay the rent within a specific time frame. Enforce the court order. If the tenant fails to pay rent after the court order, the landlord can seek the assistance of the authorities to enforce the order. The authorities can seize the tenant's property and sell it to recover the rent owed. What exactly does the law say? Failure to pay rent by tenant and claims for rent arrears. Where a tenant defaults in paying rent and is in arrears, the landlord may apply to a court of competent jurisdiction to recover the rent owed. Where the default in subsection 1 continues for a period of more than 30 days, the landlord shall be entitled to re-enter the premises and take possession in the presence of an area local council official and the police. The landlord's right of re-entry in subsection 2 shall not prejudice the landlord's right to recover the rent arrears. The judicature, small claims procedure, rules, 2011 apply to any application to recover rent arrears under this section but only if the claim does not exceed the amount specified for small claims in the judicature, small claims procedure, rules, 2011. Vacation of premises on termination of tenancy. Where a tenancy is terminated in accordance with this act, the tenant shall vacate the premises on the date specified in the notice of termination or such other date specified for vacation of the premises. Unlawful eviction of tenant. A landlord shall not, except in accordance with this act, or the terms of the tenancy agreement, evict a tenant from the premises or require, compel or attempt to require or compel the tenant to vacate the premises. Where a landlord evicts a tenant from the premises or requires, compels or attempts to require or compel the tenant to vacate the premises in contravention of this act or the terms of the tenancy agreement, the tenant shall be entitled to pursue appropriate relief from a court of law, or an equivalent to 3 months' rent payable. Where a court finds a landlord liable under subsection 2, the court shall, in addition to any penalty imposed, order the landlord to compensate the tenant for any damages arising from the unlawful eviction. In conclusion, the Landlord and Tenant Act in Uganda provides legal recourse for landlords when tenants fail to pay rent. By following a specific process, landlords can take appropriate steps to address the issue. This includes serving a notice to pay rent, filing a suit in court, attending the court hearing, obtaining a court order for payment, and ultimately enforcing the court order if necessary. These measures ensure that landlords have a legal framework to protect their rights and seek remedy when faced with non-payment of rent, offering a fair and regulated process for resolving such disputes.